From KUOW Seattle, it's The Record with Steve Scherer. I'm Marcy Silman. When you think about performance and performance art, you don't necessarily think about gun violence, but that is exactly what inspired Seattle artist Dana Hansen. Hansen spent more than 20 years creating performances that mix dance, music, theater, and film. Her newest work is called The Clay Duke, and appropriately enough, Hansen told me it's about a man named Clay Duke.
This man interrupted a routine school board meeting in Panama City, Florida, about 3 years ago, exactly. He had a gun. He held the school board members, the male school board members, hostage for about 6 minutes, tried to communicate with them. They tried to communicate with him. What I saw was a really fascinating display of human nature, and that's what captured me about it.
Your son showed you this video.
He did. He did. He was 17 at the time. And it was an odd thing. You know, he really wanted to share this with me, and I checked it out. I couldn't look away. Since then, I've talked to people who can't look at it. They just can't watch it. It's on YouTube, so it's available. Millions of people have watched it. And I was one of those people who not only could I not look away, but by the end of those 6.5 minutes, I knew that I had to make a piece about this. And it wasn't something that I thought, oh, this will be interesting. This will be, you know, a fun challenge. It wasn't like that at all.
What in this video really touched you?
What really captured me was this strange humanity, you know, a few individuals in a terrible situation trying to communicate with one another. The fact that it's, you know, unfortunately become so commonplace that it's practically banal, especially since then, 3 years ago, you know, this was still a little bit more unusual than it is today, which is the maybe the most tragic part. But they, you know, the people in the room were captured on video. All their physical language is there, as well as every word, every breath. You can hear the breathing. And that kind of intimacy really, really caught my attention.
You've been in this community for many decades, making a movement theater, for lack of a better term. So if somebody was to ask you what to expect to see on the stage, how would you describe this work?
It sounds very dark, and it's it does have a very reality-based, you know, essence. That said, you know, we have an electric guitar and start singing. Sarah Rudinoff is an amazing vocalist. She sings. We break into full-on dancing. We've also really worked closely with other source material, Chekhov, Charles Bronson. And so all of these different elements are woven into what is a real distilled look at 6.5 minutes of you know, human, you know, marginalized human history.
How much of that real life movement have you channeled back into the Clay Duke?
We have worked really hard to learn every detail of what each person in the room did and said. You know, it's endless, so you really can't achieve that sort of utter faithfulness. And I think, you know, we're not robots, and there's a lot of nuance. But in the process, we experienced a strange kind of sense of empathy with each of the people in the room, because there's something about, you know, trying to figure out, like, how does he take these steps? Why are his feet turned out? Is he in pain? Why does he have his hand in his pocket, you know, of all things?
In a video interview with you, you said, the realness of this has taken me to a place I haven't been before. And it got me to wondering about a conscious act of making art versus where you as an artist tap into things that you don't think about while you're awake.
I think that's a great point, and I really identify with that. I believe that there's so much in the art-making process that is unconscious or subconscious. And I really do feel that it's important, as an artist, for me at least, to clear a lot of space for that, to allow intuition to have a kind of primacy in the process, because intellectually I can go so far, and then sometimes it is years after the fact when I see resonance in work, you know, that I created earlier that I wasn't necessarily intending. It also relates to my desire to make something honest that comes from a deep place for me personally, and then allow the audience to have their own kind of relationship with that.
What role do the many audiences who see it play for you?
I feel like that's a critical piece. This kind of dance theater making, I don't know of any shortcuts or formulas. So having the opportunity, you know, to share what has been kind of incubated over time in the rehearsal studio, it's invaluable because, for one thing, you can learn both by what you hear directly, you know, what's landing and what's not landing. How is the structure working? It's also a conversation. If you're having a conversation with someone and it's just not working, you can sense that.
So in other words, it's not just that you have something that you need to say as an artist. It's something that you need to communicate with somebody else.
I believe that strongly.
What keeps you doing this?
I'm grateful that I still find it really compelling. I just do. I feel kind of silly about it, but because it's not, you know, it's a rugged sort of pathway. I think for me as an audience member or an art appreciator, when I experience these sort of like penetrating moments of humanity or truth or poetry or originality, then I still am, you know, my breath is taken away. I still feel like I have that capability. And so if I've always have that, well, that's what I strive to do. If I can, you know, keep working to deliver, you know, a moment here, a moment there of that same sort of breathtaking, you know, little experience, that's enough of a motivation for me. Plus, it really is what I love to do. I love to make dances. I love to write. I love to make music. You know, so, I've tried to arrange a lifestyle that doesn't, you know, require as much money as I might get in another career.
Dana Hansen's new performance, The Clay Duke, has its world premiere tonight at On the Boards. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.